Welcome to the Say Hello, Save a Life podcast, a podcast discussing teenage mental health, depression, and suicide. By having an open and honest conversation, we can normalize these conversations with our friends and teens and save lives. Welcome back to the Say Hello, Save a Life podcast. My name is Josh Anderson Sr. I'm the president and co-founder of JJ's Hello Foundation, a youth mental health and suicide prevention foundation focusing on educating parents, youth, teachers, staff, and anyone willing to listen the signs and symptoms of teenage depression. In today's episode, we're going to talk about 10 things I wish my parent knew about my depression. Now, these are 10 things from the point of view of teens about their depression and what they wish their parents would have known. Again, a little background. Our son JJ took his life on February 13th of 2016 at 12 years old. And at the time we had no idea that he was depressed or suicidal. So these are some helpful tips to all the parents out there, something to look for from the perspective of your teen. I feel so guilty from hurting you and being a problem. I've seen the pain on your face. I know I've hurt you, and I know I've caused you extra work and stress. I sometimes feel guilty and selfish for being depressed. Just remind me that you love me, and even if I create extra problems for you, I'm worth it. So this is a good point of view. Make sure that your teen is not feeling, you're not making your teen feel guilty about their depression. Again, they would rather not be depressed. They would rather not be suicidal. So what you need to do is encourage that open conversation. Make sure if they're unwilling to talk to you, that you find a professional in the community to talk to. Or if nothing else, they go to a teacher or a coach or somebody from their church that they can talk to. Sometimes I don't know what's wrong. Feeling down can come on whenever. It's unpredictable. I don't always know what causes it. And if I don't know, how am I supposed to tell you? Please stop asking me to try and figure it out. So as you know, adults, we've been depressed. We've been down, we've been sad. So make sure that you're having those open conversations again with your teen, letting them know that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to be sad. But sometimes they're just going to be sad. You can't fix everything. They don't want to be fixed. They just want a ear to listen to and somebody to help them. That leads us into number 3. Don't try to fix all of my problems for me. I know I have problems, but it's a victory when I overcome them. You can help me if I ask and hug me when those problems get to be too much. But no one person can fix another person's problems. I need to be able to do that myself. Just be there for me. Number 4. Other teens can be cruel. Whether they don't understand my depression or they just don't care, when they exclude or bully me, it hurts. Be the person I can run to and who will love me no matter what. So make sure that your teen knows that they can come to you. You want to be the person that they can come to you about their problems. Again, don't judge them and don't try to fix all of their problems. Be an ear to listen to, be understanding, be compassionate. 5. Don't be ashamed of my depression and try to hide it from the rest of the family. Yes, I have depression. Don't try to hide it from the family. No family is perfect. And when you try to hide my depression, you're telling me this is something I should be ashamed of. Depression is a mental illness. You can't hide it when I have the flu, so don't hide it when I have a mental flu. Again, we should be treating depression like regular health. If you're sick, you seek help, you go to a doctor. Mental health should be no different. If your child is suffering from a mental health issue, make sure that You again provide them an open conversation, but you also seek outside help. Counselors at the school, your doctor, there's a lot of mental health professionals in the community. So make sure that if it's a serious issue or you have additional concerns, you seek that outside counsel. Sometimes I fake being sick because I feel mentally unwell and I'm afraid you won't understand. When I'm feeling down, I don't want to go to school or do other social activities. I'm hurting too much inside to try being happy while trying not to have a breakdown in public. The best thing for me is talking to someone who will listen or doing a fun activity that doesn't involve being around a lot of people. So again, this just comes to understanding. Make sure that you're understanding your teen's feelings. Make sure that you're validating their feelings. And if, you know, we all need to take mental health days, so make sure that if they need a mental health day, that you're allowing them to take a mental health day. 7, I get mad at myself for not having the energy and motivation to do the things you want me to do. Doing certain activities and chores takes a lot more concentration and motivation when I'm dealing with depression. Things that used to be simple and fun now take a lot of energy and more time. When I know I have a lot to get done, it stresses me out and makes me feel more down. So we see this a lot in teens. They will procrastinate, but then when they procrastinate, their issues or their chores become so big that they don't even know where to start with them. What I would say to your teen is to make sure that they maintain things. So if it's cleaning up their room, they don't allow it to get too messy to the point where it overwhelms them. Don't ask me what I talked about with my counselor. It is important to be able to talk to someone outside of the family and my social life. Don't be offended when I don't talk to you and talk to a counselor instead. Family and parents play a big part of my life, so I need to talk to someone else about those things. There's a reason the sessions are private. So if your teen wants to open up to you about what they talk to with a professional or an outside person, make sure that you're open to listen, but don't pressure them into telling you everything that they talk about. Sessions with a counselor are private. However, if there is a concern, the counselor will move forward with the concern for safety reasons. When I need breaks from family, please don't be offended. Like any relationship, families are hard work. Being around them every day can get challenging. Having breaks like a few days away gives me some peace. I don't love you any less, but if stuff is stressful at home, things start to build up. Having a short time away gives me time to clear my head and think things over. Number 10, depression comes and goes. If I seem happy, it might not mean I'm better. Some days are better than others, so even when I seem happy, be there for me. So this is a big one. Make sure that you're checking on your teen, even if they appear to be happy or have everything together. Sometimes we don't see the little signs, so we need to make sure that if your teen is showing any symptoms of being down, avoiding family, giving things away, not eating too much, not sleeping too much, things like that, that we're checking in with them. Because even if they seem to be happy, if your teen has a history or even if they don't have a history of mental illness, it's a good time to check on them and ask them how they're really feeling and how things are going. Just because your teen is doing well is not a reason to not talk to them. So that concludes the 10 things that your teen wants you to know about their depression. Obviously, there's a lot more that could be added to this. So please make sure to listen to our other podcasts. February 13th is only 6 days away for us, so this is a very hard time for me and my family. We miss our baby every day. It's going on 7 years, and we don't miss him any less today than we did the day he passed. He would be turning 19 this year. So those milestones that we've missed out on. I don't want anybody out there that may be listening to this to lose their child and feel the same way that we do every day. So please, please have conversations with your teens. Please start those conversations as early as possible so they know that there is someone that is willing to listen to them. And please be open and honest with your teen. If you had a bad day, let them know you've had a bad day. Don't hide that stuff. Don't pretend that everything is perfect. Don't pretend that you have everything together. Make sure that they know that even you struggle at times. It may not be depression, but you could have just had a bad day or you feel sad. Let them know that you are sad and you felt down too. It could be that important, and it could be the difference between your teen feeling alone and isolated and your teen still being here with you. So we want to thank all of our supporters, everybody that's donated to us in the past, anybody that's shared our stories or shared our podcast or visited our website or came to an event. We want to thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We hope to have a lot more coming this year. We should be visiting with some schools, doing some speaking engagements. So make sure to take a look at our website all the time. Check out our social media. And remember, to the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you are the world. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Say Hello, Save a Life podcast. By having an open and honest conversation about depression and suicide, our goal is to normalize these conversations and save lives. If you liked this episode and want to hear more episodes like this, please make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please visit www.hellofund.org to learn more about our son and foundation. Remember, to the world, you may be one person, but to one person, you are the world. Thank you.